بچه ها اون کلماتی که توی صفحه 67 داشتیم رو پیدا کردین، هایلایت کردین، لطفا معنی فارسی رو که بهتون گفتن رو بالای هر کلمه بنویسید. خب حالا شروع میکنیم. پاراگراف اول، اولا که بالایش نمیشه اینتلیجنس. اینتلیجنس به معنای چی بود؟ به معنای هوش بود، حواستون باشه. خب حالا پاراگراف اول شروع میکنیم. What makes one person more intelligent than others? What makes one person a genius? Like the brilliant Albert Einstein and another person a fool? Are people being intelligent or stupid? Or is the intelligence the result of where and how you live? These are very old questions, and the answer to them are still not clear. خب بچه، What makes one person more intelligent than others? میشه چی باعث میشه که یک شخص باهوشتر از اشخاص دیگه بشه؟ What makes one person a genius like the brilliant Albert Einstein? میشه چی میشه که یک شخص نابغه بشه مثل آلبرت اینشتین؟ And another person a fool. و چی میشه که یه شخص دیگه احمق میشه؟ Are people born intelligent or stupid? Or is the intelligence a result of where and how you live? میگه آیا این افراد یا باهوش دنیا اومدن یا احمق؟ آها، یا آیا باهوش بودن بستگی داره که شما کجا و چطور زندگی میکنید؟ These are very old questions and the answer to them are still not clear. میگه این سوالات خیلی قدیمی هستن و هنوزم مشخص نیست که پاسخ به اونها چیه. خب نوشتیم بچه ها. بریم پاراگراف دومی. We know, however, that just being born with a good mind is not enough. In some ways, the mind is like a leg or an arm muscle. It needs exercise. Mental exercise is particularly important for young children. Many child psychologists think that parents should play with children are then more likely to grow up bright and intelligent. If, on the other hand, children are left alone a great deal with another to do, they are more likely to become dull and intelligent. بچه ها پاراگراف دوم بودیم. خب. We know, however, that just being born with a good mind is not enough. میگه ما میدونیم که صرفاً تولد با یک هوش خوب کافی نیست. In some ways, the mind is like a leg or an arm muscle. میگه در واقع بچه ها ذهن مثل عضلات پا یا عضلات دست میمونه. It needs exercise. نیاز به تمرین داره. Mental exercise is particularly important for young children. میگه که ورزش های ذهنی مخصوصا برای بچه ها حائز اهمیت هست. Many child psychologists think that parents should play with their children more often and give them problems to think about. میگه بسیاری از روانشناسان کودک اینجور فکر میکنن که والدین باید با بچه ها بازی کنن و به اونها یه مشکلاتی ارائه بدن که بچه ها در مورد اون مشکلات فکر کنن. The children are then more likely to grow up bright and intelligent. میگه بنابراین بچه ها خب باعث میشه که این کار که یه مسئله بدیم اونها حل کنن باعث میشه که اونها باهوش بشن. If on the other hand children are left alone a great deal with nothing to do, they are more likely to become dull and intelligent. میگه در غیر این صورت اگر بچه ها رو به حال خودشون بذاریم خب میگه احتمالاً اونها آدم های باهوشی نمیشن. اینم از پاراگراف دوم. به پاراگراف سوم. Parents should also be careful about what they say to young children. According to some psychologists, if parents are always testing a child that he or she is a fool or an idiot, then the child is more likely to keep doing silly and foolish things. So it is probably better for parents to say every positive thing to their children, such as that was a very clever thing you did, or you are such a smart child. میگه والدین باید همچنین خیلی باهوش باشن، خیلی آگاه باشن که چه چیزی به بچه ها میگن. According to some psychologists, میگه طبق نظریه روانشناسان، if parents are always telling a child that he or she is a fool or an idiot, then the child is more likely to keep doing silly and foolish things. میگه اگر والدین همیشه به بچه ها بگن که اونها که تو یه احمقی یا تو یه آدم نادان هستی، بچه ها این بچه ها خب کارای خیلی احمقانه انجام میدن. So it is probably better for parents to say every positive things to their children. میگه بنابراین خیلی بهتره که والدین از صفتهای مثبت استفاده کنن در مورد بچه ها. Such as that was a very clever thing you did, or you are such a smart child. مثل این جمله که وای چقدر کاری که کردی از روی هوش بود، یا تو واقعا بچه باهوشی هستی. خب بریم پاراگراف 4. What do you think? Are people born intelligent or did they become intelligent with the help of good parents and teachers? What do you think? میگه حالا نظر شما چیه؟ Are people born intelligent؟ میگه آیا بچه ها باهوش به دنیا اومدن؟ Or do they become intelligent؟ یا آیا اونها با کمک پدر مادرشون یا معلماشون هوششون رو به دست میارن؟ خب حالا بچه ها لطفاً روش بخونید یه بار دیگه و دوباره من کلمه کلمه براتون روش میخونم، با دقت گوش کنیم. What makes one person more intelligent than another? What makes one person a genius? Like the brilliant Albert Einstein and another person a fool? Are people born intelligent or stupid? Or is the intelligence the result of where and how you live? These are very old questions, and the answer to them are still not clear. We know, however, that just being born with a good mind is not enough. In some ways, the mind is like a leg or an arm muscle. It needs exercise. Mental exercise is particularly important for young children. Many child psychologists think that parents should play with their children more often and give them more problems to think about. The children are then more likely to grow up bright and intelligent. If, on the other hand, children are left alone a great deal with nothing to do, they are more likely to become dull and unintelligent. Parents should also be careful about what they say to young children. According to some psychologists, if parents are always telling a child that he or she is a fool or an idiot, then the child is more likely to keep doing silly and foolish things. So it is probably better for parents to say every positive thing to their children, such as that was a very clever thing you did, or you are such a smart child. What do you think? Are people born intelligent, or do they become intelligent with the help of good parents and teachers? خب بچه ها، الان من میخوام یکی از شما هر کدومتون که آمادگی داریم پاراگراف اول رو بخونیم و به همین ترتیب چند نفرتون لطفا بگید و پاراگراف های بعدی رو بخونید.